This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavu. We're learning Mesachas Yevamos, Daf Yod Aleph Amar Beis. We begin 5 lines from the bottom on Yod Amar Aleph. Now we're going to speak about a situation where usually when a man marries a woman, he presumes that she is a Basula. However, there are circumstances where it's beyond her, it's not her fault, let's say, if she's not a Basula. And what are the ramifications on her Ksuba? We know Basula gets a Ksuba of 200, and Almana gets 100. We're going to learn about different variables of these points. Says the Mishnah, HaGadol Shaba Al HaKtana. If a major, someone who's an adult, lives with a Ketana, less than 3 years, we know her Bia is not a Bia, because her Basulim retract, grow back. The Katan Shaba Al HaGdoilo, or a minor, less than 9 years old, whose Bia is also not a Bia, who lives with a Gedoila. Umukase, somebody who had a piece of wood, a woman who had a piece of wood, that broke her Basulim. Ksubasan Masayim, her Ksuba is still 200. Meaning if she would marry someone else after, she doesn't lose her Ksuba. If she married Stam, and she didn't say, I'm marrying you on condition I'm a Basula, but nothing was sort of, nothing was stated regarding her status of Basula. So according to Rameir, she gets a Ksuba of 200. Divrei Rameir, this is the opinion of Rameir. The Chachamim say, Mukas eitz ksubasa mana. The Chachamim say, a mukas eitz, her ksuba is 100. And apparently, at first glance, it would seem the machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim is only by mukas eitz. Rameir says she gets a ksuba of 200, and the Chachamim say she gets a ksuba of 100. Says the Mishnah, Basula, a woman who is presumed to be a Basula, but she's an Almana, she's a widow, a Grusha, divorced, v'chalutza, min ha-nesuin. What would the case be where the man died, she was nichnasa l'chupa, and her husband died, b'chezkas sheloi nivala? Ksubasan mana, her ksuba is 100. Even though, maybe she'll say, I should get 200 because I'm still a Basula. No, we presume that she lost her status of being a Basula. Her Ksuba is Mana. Ve'ein lohen tainis Basulim. You cannot make her lose that Mana and say, I married you b'cheskas Basula, and it's a Mekach Tos, because the husband sort of knows that she probably is no longer a Basula. Hagiyoyres, a woman who converted, v'hashvuya, a woman who is in captivity, v'hashivcha, maidservant, sheniftu, that were redeemed, v'shenes gairu, or converted, v'sheneshtacharu, or freed, yiseirois, albanois, shalosh shanim v'yom echad, more than 3 years and 1 day, ksubasan mane, the ksuba is a mane, v'ein lohem tainas besulen, and they do not have tainas besulen. In this case, we assume that their Basulim were broken, and their Ksuba is a Mana, and they do not have Tainas Basulim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Katan Haba Al HaGdoila, a 9-year-old that lives with a Gedoila, Asa'a Mukaseitz, he renders her a Mukaseitz, meaning, granted the Bia is not a Bia, but nevertheless it's not worse than if wood was stuck into her. And according to the Rabbana that argue by Mukaseitz, and they say the Ksuba is a Mane, so a Katan Haba Al Gedoila, the Ksuba would be a Mane. Meaning, even though the Mishnah is Mashma not like that, the Mishnah is Mashma that the Chachamim only argue by Mukaseitz, but they would agree that Katan Shaba Al Gedoila, the Ksuba is 200. The Rav is saying that they argue by Katan Haba Al HaGdoila as well. Kamrita Lakame de Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said when I said this before Shmuel, Amar, he said, Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. human flesh does not render a woman mukaseitz. Either he breaks her besulim, or if since he's a katan, if he does not render her a bu'ula, does not render her a mukaseitz. So there's a machloikes. What do the chachamim say about katan haba al hagdoila? The Rav says he renders her mukaseitz, and the ksuva is 100. And Shmuel says no, he does not render her mukaseitz. Ika demasni la lahashmaitz ba'apa nafsha. There are those who teach this learning by itself, namely katan haba al hagdoila, a katan that lives with a gedoila. Rav Amar asa mukaseitz. Rav says he makes her mukaseitz. Ushmuel Amar ein mukaseitz bebasar. Shmuel says there is no mukaseitz by human flesh. In other words, instead of Rav Yehuda saying in the name of Rav, and then saying this to Shmuel, instead, Rav and Shmuel said these statements directly. Okay. Says the Gemara, Masa Rav Yishia challenged this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, Gadol Shaba Al Hakatana. A gadol that lives with a katan, v'katan haba al hagdoila umukas eitz ksubasan masayim. The Tanakamra Meir holds that the ksuba is 200 divrei meir. The chachamim say mukas eitz ksubasan mane. The chachamim say mukas eitz ksuba is one mane. But that is mashma. They only argue regarding mukas eitz. They don't argue regarding katan haba al hagdoila. Everybody would agree that katan haba al hagdoila does not render her mukaseitz, and the ksuba is 200, like what Shmuel was saying. But there's no room for machloikis over here. Amar Rava said, Hachi Kamar, this is how you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean to give separate cases. The Mishnah means to say that Katan Shaba Al Hagadoila becomes a Mukaseitz. So according to the Tana Kama, that would mean that Katan Shaba Al Tana, you get 200. And according to the Chachamim, you would only get 100. And therefore there would be basis for what we're saying, that katan habalak doila asa mukas eitz, like what Rav is saying. Hachi kamar, gadol habalak katana, v'loi klum. A gadol who lives with a katana, it's like nothing happened. Why? Depachos mikan, living with a girl less than 3, kenoi sein etzba ba'ayin dami. It's like putting the finger in the eye. But v'katan habalak hagadoila, a katan that lives with a gadoila, asa mukas eitz. Mukaseitz gufa plukta drameir rabbanan. Mukaseitz itself is machlokes rameir and the rabbanan. Okay. So therefore, what we're saying is that there could be a machlokes about katan shaba al hagadoila. Namely, Rab Meir says katan shaba al hagadoila, it's 200. And the Chachamim say, no, it's only 100. Amar Rabbi Barchama. Rabbi Barchama said, Machloikis b'shehikerba. The Machloikis of what the status of the Mukaseitz is, where Rav Meir says Mukaseitz gets 200. And the Chachamim say, no, Mukaseitz gets 100. That's where he recognized, when he married her, he wrote her ksuba. He knew that she was a mukaseitz. So then Rav Meir says she gets 200, and the chachamim say you get 100. Rav Meir says you get 200. Rav Meir medamila lebageres. Rav Meir compares her to a bageres. Rabbanon medamila lebeula. The Rabbanon compare her to a beula. Rav Meir compares it to a bogaris. What is a bogaris? Bogaris is a woman, when she reaches 12 and a half years old, her basum, her hymen, begins to disintegrate on its own. So Rav Meir holds, the halach is if somebody marries a bogaris, even though she technically is not a full-fledged basula, she still gets 200, because even though she doesn't have the basulim, but she was sort of untainted by any man, and therefore she has the charm of a basula, and she still gets 200. So Reb Meir holds that a mukaseitz is like a bogaris, and the Rabbanon say no, a mukaseitz is like a ba'ula. But that's if he recognized, avaloi hikarba, but if he didn't recognize that she was a mukaseitz, divrei hakov loiklam, everyone would agree that she doesn't get anything because it's a mekachtos. Says Gemara, Reb Meir, amai medami la bogaris, and Reb Meir, why does he compare her to a bogaris? Nedami la ba'ula, compare her to a ba'ula. Because in her basulim were broken. Says Gemara, Be'ula is avid b'maisa. Rameir says, Be'ula, an act was done b'day Adam through another man. Hala is avid b'maisa b'day Adam. But mukaseitz, an act was not done through a man. V'rabbanon, on the other hand, the Rabbanon, ad medamila le'be'ula, instead of comparing her to a be'ula, that say, again, if it's hikarba, she gets 100, nedami lebagaris, compared to a bagaris. No. Bagaris, lo yisavad b'masakla, bagaris, no act was done to her at all. Ha, but amukaseh, it's avid b'maisa. An act was done. Avaloi hikarba, but if he did not recognize that she was a mukaseh, and she turns out to be a mukaseh, then ledivre hakov loiklam. Everyone would agree, she doesn't get anything. So the Rami Bar Chum is of the opinion that the Machloikus Rav Meir and the Chachamim is very limited. It's limited to a situation where he knew from beforehand she was a mukaseitz. But if he did not know before that she was a mukaseitz, and she turns out to be a mukaseitz, she tricked him, it's a mekachtos. So now we're going to challenge that. Really, everybody holds that if you didn't know she was a mukaseitz, it's a mekachtos. Masav Rav Nachman. He oimeres mukaseitz. This is a Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Gimel. She says, I'm a mukaseitz. V'hu oimer, and he says, loiki ela drusasish. So a man lived with you. It's talking about someone who married a woman, assuming she was a basula, and he didn't find any basulam. She says, I'm a mukaseitz, which means when she says she's a mukaseitz, even though he was like hikarba, she's still claiming to get a ksuba. Ram Gamliel and Reb Lezer are menemenes. Ram Gamliel and Reb Lezer say she's neman, that she's a mukaseitz. But that implies that she would get a ksuba even though she's a mukaseitz. And she says she's a mukaseitz. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says it must be bein hikarba, bein loy hikarba. L'Rab Meir Masayim. Reb Meir would say whether you knew or didn't know that she was a mukaseitz gets 200. And the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, hikarba mana, if you recognized that she was a mukaseitz, she gets a mana. Loi hikarba v'leiklam. If you didn't recognize, she doesn't get anything. And the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, which says she's neman, would have to be going like the shita of Rabbi Meir, that she does get something when she says that she is a mukaseitz. And so the Mishnah Yud Gimel would be going like Reb Meir. But the Chachamim would say, Loi hikarba, you don't get anything. The Hadar Bei Rava, Rava retracted from that. And Rava ultimately said that even according to the Chachamim, if it's Loi hikarba, you still get 100 from mukaseitz. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ketzad. This appears later in Daf Mem Vav. Ketzad hoitzah shemra. What's an example of someone who is moitzi shemra on a woman? Bala bezin. If someone comes to bezin, v'amrani says ployni loyma ployni, Mister Ployni, loymatzasi labitcha basulim. I did not find your daughter has basulim. So the Mishnah says, "Yesh edim shazin satachnav." If we have edim that she was mezana while married to him, yesh la ksuba mana. She gets 100 for a ksuba. So the Gemara interjects, "Im yesh edim shazin satachtav." if we have Edom that she was Mazana Tachtav, Baskilohi. She's a Baskila. So Hachi Kamer, this is what it means. Im Yesh Edom Shazinsa Tachtav Baskila. If they're Edom that she was Mazana Tachtav, she gets Skila. But if they're Zinsa Meikara, if they're Edom that she was Mazana in the beginning, Yeshta Ksuba Mana. She gets a Ksuba of Amana. Now, V'amar Rab Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rab Sheshes. Rab Chia Bar Avin said the name Rab Sheshes. Zoy Soy Meres. This proves. Kansa B'cheskas Besula. If you marry a woman, assuming she was a Besula, V'nimtzeis Be'ula, and she turns out to be a Be'ula, Yeshta Ksuba Mana. She gets 100. So that's what it means. Im Zinsa Tachtav doesn't mean Im Zinsa Tachtav, she gets Skila. Zinsa Meikara, she gets a Ksuba of Amana. Umasav Rav Nachman asked on this, really? If you assumed she was a Basula and she turns out to be a Ba'ula, she gets a Ksuba of 100? Masav Rav Nachman asked, Hanoise Esoisha, if you marry a woman, this is a Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. Amid Beis later on. So he married a woman. V'lay Matzala Basulam. He Oymer, she says, Misha Erastani Nenasti, I was raped after Erasin, and your field that you had, were zoicha to got flooded, meaning it's your bad mazel. Your field was flooded. Vuhu Aimer, and he says, Loiki, it's not so. Ela ad shaloi erastich. It happened before the erasin. V'haya mekhi mekachtos. V'lesla klal. So it's a stira. Because we have a braisandaf memvav. That hoitzas shemra, that im yesh edim shazinsa meikara, she gets 100, and we have a mishnah on yud beis amud beis that if she was mazana originally, she doesn't get anything. Va'amar luhu Rab Chia, and Rab Chia bar Avin said, efshar Rav Amram b'chol gedoy ador yasvi kamar Rav Sheshes l'hashmaitza. Could it be that all the rabbis were there when Rav Sheshes said over this teaching? That Zoy Soy Meres Kansa B'cheskas Besula V'nin Sesbula Yeshuk Suba Mane, and they didn't know how to reconcile it with the Mishnah that says she doesn't get anything? V'kasha Lahu, and they had the question. And they answered, V'shani Mai Mekachtos Nami Mimasayim. A Mekachtos means from 200 of a Mana Isla. But Mana she has. Va'ad Amr Lesakan, you're saying that he says it happened before and you don't get anything? So the reason why the one who asked the question had a right to ask the question is because Mekachtos, in fact, does imply at face value you don't get anything. Va'amar Rav Amanda Kamoisev, the one who asked Shapra Kamoisev, Mekachtos Lagamri Mashma. But the answer is very simple. The answer is that you have to say it's only Mekachtos from 200, but you still get 100. But that means the conclusion is that if you assume the woman was Basula and she turned out to be Ba'ula, you get 100. Ve'ela Kashahach. But now we're asking on Rava, but it's a question on what we said, that if she was Mazana Meikara, Rava said that in the Rabbanon you get nothing. Rava said that according to the Chachamim, if she turned out to be Mukaseitz, it's a Mekachtos, and here we see that you still get 100. Ella. So let's just clarify this. Vama Rava. Rava said the one who asked the question asked very well because Mekachtos Lagamri Mashma. But the only thing is, the Braisa later on says that she gets 100. The Braisa on Daf Mem Vav says she gets 100. Vela Kasha Hach. Tritz Leimach. You have to answer and say as follows. That Em Yesh Eidim Shazinsa Tachtav Beskila Zinsa Meyikara Veloy Klum. Meaning we're saying like this. Is it possible that Rav Amram and all the Gdara Adar were there when Rav Sheshes said, Zoy Soy Meres, Kansa Becheskas Besula, Vinitsis Beula, Yeshtek Suba, Amane? But we see Mekhi Mekartos, Vlaslei Klal. Elamai, you want to say, Mekartos Mimasayim, but you still get Amane? And you say you don't get anything? But it was still a good question, because Mekartos is mashma, you get nothing. Elamai, we said earlier that taka, you do get 100. So yeah, it has to be that if you're a mezane meikara, you don't get anything. Nimtzis mukasitz, yeshlak subamana. Aye, but Rava said that mukasetz gets nothing in the chachamim. Varavuhu d'amar rabban lahikar bav loiklam. Elashma mina hader by Rav Meahi. Rava must have retracted. Meaning, we're assuming right now that if you assume she was a basula and it turned out she had relations, that's taka mekachtos. But if you assume she was a basula and she's a mukas eitz, even Rava would agree that you still get 100. Okay, so we're saying Rava retracted, that Rav Meir holds, regardless of what he thought about her, if she's a mukas eitz, whether he knew or he didn't know, she gets 200, and according to the Chachamim, whether he knew or he didn't know, you get 100. But it sounds like if he didn't know that she was Mezaneh, and then it turns out she was Mezaneh, then she wouldn't get anything even in Rava. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to try Monday and Tuesday to do Daf Yud Beis. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Shkayach. Good night, Louis. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.